Well, I think the open skies allows a free and competitive market in air services where fares fall and rise according to demand. Now, this is how airlines operate elsewhere, so therefore it's no surprise that the price will peak around the TT, which is a period of exceptional demand. However, obviously, we will be watching the situation through any indications of longer-term problems or pricing that is beyond the industry norm here. And I know when you go on holiday, if you want to go to Centre Parks, as an example, if you go when it's not the summer holidays, compare the difference in prices, John. So we have to ensure that, yes, there will always be an increase when there's peak demand. However, we have to ensure that it's not exceptional. And I suppose, government will be monitoring this. But if we'd had a closed policy, would we have been able to quickly enable a new operator to come in when Citywing collapsed?
Just looking ahead, some people have said they're looking ahead to 2019 and quoting prices, which do seem in the hundreds to be very steep indeed. Is there... It's just discouraging to people who want to go nip across, say, to Ireland or somewhere like that, to find that that is the sort of barrier they have to cross.
Well, as I said, there are all sorts of cheaper deals if you travel midweek. So I suppose it's...
So shop around, you say, there are deals to be...
Shop around and book well in advance. Hmm.
But the whole idea, and it's been a constant gripe of people about the cost of getting to the island. It obviously needs to be kept an eye on, otherwise it can be destructive.
Well, it can be, but as an example, with Free Skies, I regularly go to Westminster and I can get a return from Gatwick for around £50, and that to me isn't a bad deal at all, as long as you book it well in advance.